Mix, your news and views podcast from CEMEX UK. I'm Tina Baxter, your UK communications advisor, and in this podcast I will be talking to Steve Coles, Operational Excellence Manager for West Europe Materials, about the UK's renewable energy focus in 2024. But before I join Steve, here's a quick news update from across the business. We've seen some big LTI milestones. Congratulations to Northeast Materials UK, who reached 7 years LTI free in January. And well done to the Home County supply chain team, Aggregates and Asphalt, who've achieved a fantastic 15 years LTI free milestone in December. Congratulations and well done to both teams. Thank you for continuing to look after each other and making health and safety your number one priority. Congratulations to all the UK teams who have been selected by the UK Health and Safety Committee to represent our operations at this year's Global Health and Safety Awards. The award ceremony acts as a powerful way to recognise businesses and countries that have built and reinforced their health and safety culture to achieve the best and most improved health and safety performance. Congratulations go to the following teams selected to represent our operations in the best performance category for their relevant sector. For cement, grinding plants, Tilbury. For concrete, Ready-Mix UK. For aggregates, Marine. For urbanisation solutions, Asphalt UK. And for supply chain road transportation, UK Supply Chain Road. This is testament to the commitment that these teams invest in looking after the well-being and safety of each other and their colleagues. Thanks for all your efforts and well done. The UK Wellbeing Strategy Group has launched their 2024 Wellbeing Plan, which includes topics such as mental health awareness, women's health, men's health, alcohol and drugs, respiratory health, Movember, neurodiversity and loneliness. We hope you all had a chance to take time out during our recent Time to Talk week and got to chat to your colleagues about mental health. Don't forget that this week was just a starting point. Please keep those conversations going. Staying with wellbeing, we'd love to hear from you about what wellbeing topics you would like us to support this year. Head over to last week's UK News Edition, where you can find a link and a QR code to fill out our very quick survey. Thank you. Moving on to our operations, UK Marine have been diversifying their operations to ensure our vessels are operating at maximum capacity. Congratulations go to the team who are celebrating their first success story, having completed their first diversified offering with the Port of Tilbury. The Port of Tilbury approached Marine to dredge their Tilbury 2 berth to a depth of 15 metres using our charter vessel Rheimersval. As a regular River Thames user, it was easy for the team to adapt the ship's usual schedule, allowing us to complete the work successfully, on time and on budget, and to the exact client's specification. The project posed many challenges to the marine team, including precise dredging within a confined area, dredging to a uniform depth, and dredging with and against current, plus avoiding other river traffic. Well done to the marine team. Staying with Marine, we'd like to congratulate Third Officer Katie Hargreaves, who was awarded Officer Trainee of the Year for 2023 by the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency. Katie was chosen for her willingness to go above and beyond in promoting the maritime industry as an enthusiastic and dedicated ambassador. At the awards ceremony earlier this month, Maritime Minister Lord Davies said, "Congratulations to Katie, who truly embodies the spirit of maritime. Her strong work ethic and early passion have moulded her into a dedicated and outstanding officer. It's great to see the MCA celebrating outstanding individuals like Katie. This achievement not only reflects her hard work and commitment, but also serves as a testament to the high standards upheld by the MCA. Well done, Katie. A very proud moment for you and your family and all of your UK Marine colleagues. Another further well done to the cross-country team who celebrated the delivery of 10,000 cement deliveries in 2023. This was achieved thanks to the fantastic collaboration between Paul Cook's Ready Mix teams, Gemma Crawford's customer service team, Carl Milton's logistics team, and Craig Williamson's commercial team. Well done, and thanks to everyone for their support and collaboration in enabling this great performance through 2023. We hope you've been keeping up to date with our UK news and saw Adrian Radner's amazing winning photograph of a kingfisher. Adrian's photograph not only won the Cemex EMEA photographic competition, celebrating natural wildlife at our sites, but the same photo also won second prize at the National MPA Quarries and Nature Photograph Competition. What an amazing achievement, Adrian. Many congratulations. And if you missed the photo, be sure to check out UK News and take a look. That's it for our news summary. If you've got any stories you'd like to hear on a future edition of In The Mix, do get in touch with us. Now it's time for our Dig Deep interview with Steve Coles. Hello, I'm here today with Steve Coles from Operational Excellence, and we're going to be talking about UK renewables. So, Steve, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
So why are we doing renewables in the UK?
So as part of our Future in Action and our decarbonisation strategy, we're trying to reduce our CO2 emissions to help meet our 2030 and 2050 targets. And also with any of these solar projects or renewable projects, there's an energy saving. So we're trying to get as much financial savings from every renewable project.
Thanks for that, Steve. So what projects have we done in the UK so far?
So we've done two main projects in the UK, one at Brighton Wharf, where we've installed 66 solar panels. And since August, we've generated 11 megawatts of energy. So this will be enough energy to power an average house for 3 years. The second project we've done is at Chichester Ready Mix Plant. And this is an innovation type of flexible solar panel. So it fits over the actual conveyor cover. So where we've got less space on site, we can still get solar panels actually fitted to the plant. This is still in its trial phase. It was fitted very late in the last year, where the solar generation is at its lowest. So we expect to see some better results when the summer comes. And we're also very much involved in other projects across West Europe as well. So we've done two other installations, one in Villaseca in Spain and Port Victor in France. And across WEM in January, we've actually generated 2,246 kilowatts of energy already this year. And we expect to generate nearly 62 megawatts of energy this year.
So it sounds like these projects are going to actually make a real difference. So what have we got going on at the moment? What current projects are underway?
So our current projects, we're looking at battery technology. We're actually implementing this at two different sites. So at Hamer Warren, we are putting a battery to help power a pump in the quarry. And at Arrowals Quarry, we're also using the battery technology to power the out of hours at the new plant. They both have solar and a generator to help supplement the battery. So at Avonmouth Quarry, we're introducing a wind turbine with battery and solar. This will make this wharf almost self-sufficient with renewable energy. We also received at the end of 2023 planning for an 875 kilowatt solar farm at our Swinderby quarry, so a significant solar powered array that could go in to really supplement the main supply there at the new quarry. And also recently just been announced that we've won funding for the Brighton Ship to Shore project. So this is a large battery that will actually power the welfare facility on the CGI when it comes in discharging. And we're working on sort of four other projects across West Europe, one large one in France and three in Spain as well. So a really good mixture of different types of renewable energy. And with all these projects that we're due to install this year, this will give us another 1,200 megawatts of energy. So that's enough really to power 3 average-sized quarries for a year just through renewable. We're still working very closely with Central Europe, so we're sharing a lot of best practice for our renewables with the team over there, and likewise we're sharing our findings with those with the Mayor team as well. One thing we've been able to do recently is we've been able to do feasibility studies in-house, where we've been going out to the market to get an independent company to do this. We now have the software and the know-how how to do the feasibilities ourselves. And we're currently supporting Central Europe with their projects as well as our own.
Thanks, Steve. It's really interesting to hear how the work you're doing with renewables is helping achieve our Future in Action goals. So what's next? What's coming in the future?
So in the future, we're looking at different types of renewable energy in the form of electric mobile plant. Currently, we've already been trialling this in Central Europe, so we're looking to implement some of this into the UK, France and Spain, as well as looking at other types of technology of like hydrogen that's sort of new to the market, but we'll start to see stuff coming through probably from about 2027.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Steve. Just to also let you know, we're hoping to be able to show you some of this technology in the form of a video that we're going to be looking at producing shortly. So watch this space. Thanks, Steve, for your time today. It's been great chatting with you. And join us for next time. Thanks and bye.
Thank you.